DC 101. That's the Stones and Happy. Here's 29 minutes before 7 with the Grease Man having a good old time playing the play. Yeah, let's take a phone call. 4321-101 as we wake up together like lovers in the aftermath of sweet ecstasy. Hello, how about you guys?
Hey, I heard that story you did on hunting yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, hunting is really cruel. I mean, you know, you're shooting little animals and things.
Oh, get off my back. Buddy, them animals were put there by the good Lord so we could eat.
You know, what's wrong with going to the store now?
Well, what do you think? How do you think those cows got there? Somebody shot them between the eyes, a sledgehammer in them between the eyes, and the thing was butchered.
See, those are bred to be eaten.
So you'd feel better if somebody ate you if you never lived free, if you just lived in a cage all your life, and then when you got good and fat enough, they butchered you. That would be better than actually living free in your natural habitat and never knowing what hit you.
Look at it like this, though, man. I mean, these little animals are out there all year long, and then somebody opens up a season, and everybody converges out in the woods and starts shooting animals.
Yeah. It's great!
No, it's not. I think it's very cruel.
So you'd rather see them starve to death? You see, it's people like you, buddy, that are killing the animals. You see, if it weren't for the hunters wanting to preserve enough animals so we could get out there and sling lead, all of y'all who are trying to be kind to them would be building your shopping centers and be building your houses and saying, well, we're not hurting them. We'll just put a house here, a house there. And before you know it, the deer ain't got nothing to eat, no food. End up getting hit by cars on the highway. It's us hunters that are keeping the animals around.
That's not true.
And the price we pay, the price we ask for keeping them around is you got to let us kill a few of them every now and then.
Now, look, I belong to organizations, and we help animals. Really do, man. What I'm saying is, see, your attitude is totally wrong about this. You want to go out and sling lead, like you say.
Yeah. I want to get out there and pump it from the hip. Blah, blah. There's one, Vinny. There's one. Blah, 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 blah.
You despise me.
Hello? Hello? Operator! We got cut off. I'm a little high.
Yeah, well, I can almost hear the bran muffins on that guy's lips. You know? I mean, man was born to hunt. That's the problem with our society today. We've gotten too civilized. Guys are getting too sensitive. I mean, we have it all in us. Even if you deny it, it's in you. Man is a predatory animal. To get out into the woods with that gun in your hands and that bourbon bottle by your side and track down Bambi. Yeah, he's out there somewhere. I can smell him. I know he's around here. And I'm gonna prove my manhood by bringing him back. Hang him in my driveway upside down so the neighbors will know they're living in the vicinity of a man. I walk through the woods barehanded. Every now and then I stop and sniff the air, looking for the scent of Bambi. Up ahead, I hear it, a rustle in a thicket. I stand like a cat, not moving, waiting. Sure enough, the deer gets nervous. He moves out into the open territory. That's when I reach into my pocket, and I pull out that grenade. I yank the pin, I throw it in its vicinity. Fire in the hole, I scream as I hit the dirt. I get up and go pick up my trophy in a plastic bag. Yeah, but what I really like to do is get out there and hunt baby seals with baseball bats. Now, you talk about a thrill. Whack! 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 Vinny, that's why he's trying to get the water! Get him! Get him! Get him! Whack! 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 Yeah! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jeez, I don't mean to be so brutal, really, but my doctor says it's too much caffeine.
Doctor says no aspirin.